From the Olympics to bankruptcy. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. 11 years after the Athens Olympics.
Truly spectacular opening.
Greece is slipping back into the third world.
We were speaking to one elderly man today who's already seen his pension slashed. He told us he hadn't eaten since yesterday.
So are Greeks somehow fundamentally flawed? I don't think so. I think they're a lot like us. When credit was easy before 2008, what did they do? They bought gorgeous new homes and expensive cars with borrowed money. Like many American cities, they built a huge government-subsidized stadium for the Olympics. And like Americans, they hate their version of the IRS. But unlike Americans, their IRS let them get away with it and skip out on most of their taxes. As a result, the government couldn't pay for that stadium. I've heard some U.S. politicians call for disbanding the IRS. They ought to at least visit Greece first, just to make sure they really feel that way. However, the biggest difference between Greece and the U.S. is that here in the U.S., if we have a state with a struggling economy, we go ahead and subsidize it. We send federal money for military bases and highway projects. State of South Carolina, for example, gets more than 3 times as much money out of the federal government as it puts in, year after year. It can even fly the rebel flag. And still, the rest of us are happy to subsidize it. But all Greece has is a bunch of European creditors, mainly Germany, who are tired of paying its bills. As one German told the BBC,
"So sieht's aus. Das ist nicht gut."
And I don't think you need to know German to understand what he meant. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.